This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In February, then in March, Americans spent more money than the month before. But today there's news that consumer spending dropped a 10% in April, read by some as a sign of a tepid economy. On Fridays, we check in with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Hello there, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So you have an alternate reading of this drop today in consumer spending.
Well, that's right, because at the same time there was a drop in consumer spending, there was also a drop in consumer inflation. And what that meant is that even though we spent a little less, we actually got a little more in exchange. It's not strong growth, but there's actually at least a little bit of growth in consumption.
So if you think about it, if you bought more gasoline, spent more for gasoline last month, but the gas got cheaper, that's not like you're pulling back your spending.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, it was a big drop in gas prices, which almost never happens in April, that was responsible for most of the decline in inflation. And it meant that we all had a little money left over to spend on other things.
And did you hear, Chris, a new phrase in financial markets and financial media? Ready?
The tapering.
The tapering of what, Chris?
Well, yeah, this is the tapering of quantitative easing. The Fed has promised that this time they're going to ease away from their bond buying program rather than stopping it abruptly. The whole point was to try and make us in the financial markets a little more at ease with the process than we were the first couple of times they did QE. But in fact, what's happening is we've got a near panic in the markets, a huge rise in rates this week, on a fear that the tapering might be coming soon.
Economist Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.